You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Good morning, Truth Nation. It is the second hour. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly, the best morning show on planet Earth on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. We thank you so much for starting your week off, your morning off with us. And again, happy, happy Veterans Day to all of our veterans that have served this country and protected our freedom. We thank you, we honor you, and we celebrate you all day long. Now, before the break, we've been talking about the number of increases that, quite frankly, Milwaukeeans and Wisconsinites will be facing in the new year beginning in 2025, which includes a 2% property tax levy, which, for example, and I love how Dan did the math, if your property is valued at $166,000, you're looking at a $62 increase in your property taxes. We Energies is going to be increasing utility bills by $10 per month over the next 2 years. So beginning in January 1st of 2025, you're, what you say, Tell, you round it up to the nearest 10th. Right. We Energy said $7.93. Telly said $10.
$10. $10. What is all said.
And then when we come back in 2026, Lord willing, there's going to be another increase. On top of that $10, there's going to be another one, which Telly rounded up again because it was like $17.36. Telly said
$20. $20.
So, Milwaukee, we got a lot of increases coming. And the question is, and I'm going to go back to the way that Marte on our Truth Talking text line, which is 833-212-1017, presented it. MPS wants more. The city wants more. We Energies wants more. When do we get more? So we've been hearing from you, Truth Nation, in terms of what more looks like for you. Dan says, we need more resources for small business owners, especially startups for Black entrepreneurs. A to the man. Dan also says, we need more activities daily for these kids in this city. We need restrictions on these big companies' mass purchasing of homes in our city, making it hard for its actual residents to purchase. We need a drop in public transportation's fare and or foster public transportation. We need the at-will policy gone from employers.
Man.
Whew!
That's a lot,
Dan. Down, Telly.
Yeah, yeah. Stacy says, morning, you're right, DT. My mentor once told me, instead of doing a lot of bantering or complaining, what is your solution? If you don't have any, keep the banter to yourself.
Look at my face.
Yeah, because here's the thing, man. If you are asking for more, you got to know what more looks like. And because when they are asking for more with these tax increases and things of that nature, they know what their goal is. They know what they're trying to do. So when you ask for more, you got to know what that looks like. Because somebody can't give you something that you don't even know anything about. So figure out what your more is and what you would like to see. And like Bobby hit us up and said, hey, why am I paying for registration each month on something that I own? So, hey, I mean, I feel you either way. But you're right, Stacy. You're absolutely right. Yeah, if you ain't got no solutions, stop all the complaining.
I got to say this. And again, I'm going to ruffle some feathers when I say this, but this is my truth. And I got a big piggyback off of what Stacy just sent on our Truth Talking text line, which is, again, 833-212-1017. You know, there's certain communities, and again, Black people, the cards that have been dealt to us are extremely different. So I don't like to be that Black person that says, well, you notice the other communities do it this way. And I know I've done that before, and I'm trying to get better at that. However, I got to remind us, and I'm reminding myself, what other communities do when they want change is that they're coming into the conversation with the problem. But they're presenting it in a way that's a business case format. And then in addition to that, Telly, they will have at least three value propositions in the form of proposed solutions. So, for example, if I'm complaining about the lack of fair compensation that me and my, you know, other colleagues or affiliates in the workplace are receiving, that's one thing. Like, we need more money. Okay, so, but why and how is that going to benefit everybody? And I think we got to do a better job of, when we are holding our elected officials accountable, of not just complaining about what's wrong, but coming also with some proposed solutions. And this is where we need to have more collective conversations, because what y'all been sending and calling in with today, that's exactly what we need to do more of. And also, as Bobby, oh my gosh, I would have you on my team any day. Let me come work for you, Bobby, because he clearly laid out the opportunities, the challenges, and what would work for both him and the city. Mr. Wright, good morning. Thank you so much for your patience. You were live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment?
Good morning. Good morning, guys. How y'all doing? I'm a fan of the show. Big fan. I love you guys.
Thank you.
Even through the rough time and the hard times, y'all keep me smiling. So I appreciate you guys. My comment is, I think we need more resources to educate the people, as far as like educating, like wealth and investing. Like, a lot of people that I know don't know about investing in my community. So I try to teach people how important it is, like, to invest now, you know, because as you get older, things do get harder. And I feel like we need those investments, like, to carry us. Most people, I guess, look forward to retirement or Social Security, and it's different when you're an entrepreneur like myself, because for me, there's no Social Security. Like, I have to build my retirement look different as a small entrepreneur. So I feel like we need different resources to educate the people. Like, and it's like things they don't teach us in school. You would never hear anybody, like, you know, they tell you go get a job, but they don't tell you, like, you can run a business. Or it's different from where I come from and looking through it through my eyes. So I think we need different resources in that department, like educating our people.
Mr. Wright, I wish you could see me and Telly. I know you might be in your car, but I got my fist in the air, brother.
Yeah.
I need really, Mr. Wright to speak on behalf of all Black entrepreneurs, because to your point, that should be a core fundamental part of K-12 curriculum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then, like you said, and Mr. Wright, thank you so much as a fellow entrepreneur for exposing and educating others who are thinking about starting a business with the key fundamental ways to do that. Thank you for that, Mr. Wright. That is true leadership, because I don't know what I don't know. I know I've got a great product. I know I can provide a great service. But if I don't have that business acumen, it's going to fail. And that's why a lot of Black businesses last 6 months or less, because of what Mr. Wright just shared. So, Mr. Wright, thank you for that.
Yeah.
Ms. Rose, good morning. You're live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment?
As the comments real fast, I've been without a phone for almost a week, ever since November the 1st, actually. And so I have to say, as far as I'm concerned, this is not a legitimate election. And it was stolen by Elon Musk, and by the questions about the ballots that have not been followed, as far as who put them on fire, how many, but the quantity. But the quantity of the people who were voting in other political parties, because the total number of those on the other political parties, some of them were felt that to be for Trump because they weren't supposed to be on the ballot. There are too many questions that are going unanswered. So as far as I'm concerned, this is an invalid. The whole thing was invalid. And I will not say I agree to it. It should never have been considered as acceptable. And people need to dig any further, and they'll find out there's a lot of mishaps. Also, the machine problems that they mentioned, and then they cut it off. Media did not cover it. And there are other things that have happened, but I don't have too much time to go into it right now. Because I got a lot of business attention because of now being able to have a phone, I got some business. But I had to call and let you know why I haven't called. And that's where I come from, as far as this whole election. And people need to do some more searching and don't just accept what was stated. Thank you. Have a blessed day.
You too, Miss Rose.
Yeah. Thank you, Miss Rose. We appreciate it.
She said, that's why I ain't been calling in. I'm letting y'all know. Miss Rose, we appreciate you letting us know that you still out here on the main line. We appreciate you, Miss Rose.
She did better than some employees. Some employees don't even call and tell people they ain't coming into work.
Tell you why she say though, this is why I love Miss Rose. She said, I'm out here in these streets taking care of business. That's why I ain't got time to be fooling with you and Telly.
Not today. Right, Miss Rose. I ain't got time to get all in that today.
I love my people with the bottom of my heart. True Talking text line. Good morning. And this comes from Wesley. One of the biggest problems that we're facing here in Milwaukee is a lot of people don't realize the great potential that God has instilled in us. We could use the same people that walked around trying to give us information on voting to help everybody get better jobs. Most people are scared to put themselves out there and don't know how to promote themselves. This will lead to an income increase in everybody's pocket, which then they'll be able to afford the increase with the government.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Wesley. Craig said, Milwaukee would have more if we adjusted the revenue here in Wisconsin. Make the suburbs pay into Milwaukee instead of the reverse. It would definitely slow the price hikes and increases happening here. Yeah, well, that's not how gentrification works, Craig, but...
Well, you know, I will just say this, because a lot of us are still processing the outcome of the election. And whether it's local, state, or at the national level, i.e. the White House, U.S. Senate, House of Representatives, the Democratic Party, y'all got a lot of work to do. And, you know, there's been so many different conversations in reference to how did Madam Vice President lose to Trump. And, you know, a lot of people are saying she didn't differentiate herself from Biden enough, or she didn't have enough time. Whatever the case is, when I look at the national map, Telly, of the Electoral College as well as the popular vote,
thing was bleeding, wasn't it? That thing was bleeding red.
Telly, when I be trying to be professional, you
then I come out with a shorty, you know, a Papa T comment, huh?
Papa T shorty comment. So what was, remember, speaking of Tyson, because I know he's fighting in Dallas this weekend. Remember when Tyson was at the peak of his career, and in order to watch a Tyson fight, you had to pay like $200 for a pay-per-view?
Mm-hmm.
And remember when, you know, people would host the Tyson fight parties and everybody would chip in and you'd pay the $200 or I think it was $99 to be fair. And then within 20 seconds, Tyson then knocked out. It's over.
It's
like,
over.
You done prepared all day, went to the grocery store, got liquor, got all this stuff. You got your homies up, and 20 seconds.
Used to be upset.
What?
Yeah, I mean, but the thing is, though, you knew it was going to happen. Like, his first 30 fights, he never went past the third round or something like that, something crazy. So you knew all of them were going to be quick.
This is how I felt about November the 5th. Because once the electoral colleges, you know, once certain states started saying, you know, we're declaring Trump as the winner. But to your point, Telly, when that national map came out around 7:30, and you saw all these battleground states turning red.
I went to bed.
It was like a Mike Tyson fight. It was like, it's over.
Yeah.
Like, I told my dad, and he was like, no, Kamala's going to win, baby girl. And I was like, Dad, as a Bears fan, I'm telling you right now, it's over. When we come back, we want to hear from you. Truth Nation, our Truth Talker text line is 833-212-1017. Is the Democratic Party done? What does the Democratic Party need to be doing right now? Because the 47th president of the United States of America in 2 months will be Donald J. Trump. We'll be back.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, we have teamed up with Associated Bank for our Black-owned business give back. Each quarter, we will be giving away $6,000 worth of free commercial advertising for 3 months to five Black businesses. Visit blackbusinessgiveback.com. That is blackbusinessgiveback.com to sign up today. Let's rebuild our community's backbone through exposure on the truth. For official rules, head to blackbusinessgiveback.com. Associated Bank member FDIC.
Good morning, Truth Nation. Thank you so much for tuning in. We have received a number of calls and text messages. And keep in mind, you can stream and watch Telly and I live right now on our YouTube channel. Just simply go to youtube.com, search for 101.7 The Truth, and hit that subscription button. So that way you never, ever have to worry about missing any of your favorite Truth Nation shows, including Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. We've been talking about, as we enter a new year, and this year in particular, we'll have not only a new year, but also a new president. And we'll also have new increases in both property taxes as well as utility bills. And yes, y'all, eggs is still $1 million for a dozen of eggs.
And you're going to need them in your cornbread, your yams, and everything else in a couple of weeks.
I'm telling you, Ricky and Telly, I'm going to call my mama right now and be like, "Don't look, I need the egg budget."
Okay,
how many eggs?
Can I put some eggs on layaway?
Do you plan on using, mama?
Can you go put some eggs on layaway?
Who was that on our True Talker text line that said, this year, if you get, was it Craig? Craig said, if you're getting a Christmas gift from Craig, you're going to open up that wrapping paper. It's going to be dishwashing liquid, toilet paper, eggs. What you say, Craig? Christmas gonna look a whole lot different. Tell me, why you say this year candles?
Candles. Like, man, why all the candles sold out? Like, you heard what we talking about?
We energies. Yes, you were saying, Tell.
I don't even remember now.
You were our Truth Talking text line is on fire, so I think you were going to go there. I know, right? It's a lot to process, but you got increase.
It is.
We still trying to get over what happened last week.
Yeah, man.
Dang.
It is. And the thing about the election, DT, regardless of if the person you supported won or lost, like whomever, we're all looking for the same thing, and we're looking for improvement. We're looking for change. And now that that has been decided, now it's time to see how quickly these changes are going to come. But you asked, you posed a really good question before the break, DT, about the Democratic Party. Is the Democratic Party done? I mean, they've definitely been knocked down and been knocked out for the eight count, at least for this round. So what can they do to bounce back? Let's go to our Truth Talk and text line. Brian, you on Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. Good morning. What's your question or comment?
How y'all doing? Love your show. I would say the Democratic Party, their policies lost. Not Kamala. Kamala ran a very passionate and personally, she ran a very good race. It's just that she didn't have anything to stand on as far as policy, as far as what the Democrats bring to the table. I think going forward, if they want to come back and put some blue on the map, they're going to have to disassociate themselves with the trans directives. They're going to have to disassociate themselves with the climate change mumbo-jumbo and all of that and get more economical. And leave the personal failings or, you know, bedroom stuff. They're going to leave that stuff alone. They're going to have to stop with sex change for children and all that kind of stuff. That's the only way they're going to get back in the good graces of the American population. If they don't do that, then, yeah, they may be just going to be a fringe group for the rest of the next 8 years. But as far as Kamala, she's a good candidate. Did the best she could, and you know, I appreciate it.
Brian, let me ask you a question, cool. Brian. Do you and thank you for the kind words earlier when you first called in. Do you think that President Biden should step down and allow Madam Vice President Kamala Harris to serve as the POTUS for the remainder of the term?
Nah, I think she needs to just move on, move back into the into the shadows, and let him go ahead and finish out his term. It's not going to make any difference. I mean, the prices are still going to be what the prices are. I mean, this is a complete blowout. Anything they do is going to fall on deaf ears. So trying to do something like that is, you know, pretty much a waste of time. Unless he has to go in the hospital or something like that, or he's not healthy enough to make those silly speeches he makes, then I think she needs to just, you know, get on with her life and enjoy the rest of her life. You know what I mean? I mean, she's I don't like the media beating up on a quote-unquote black woman like that. So if it were me, I would say just stay in your role and ride it out to January 20th or whenever it is, and wait till four more years. I mean, she doesn't have the problem. It's the Democratic policies that have the problem. It's the Democratic agenda that is the problem. Their agenda 21 is way worse than agenda 25.
All right. Thank you so much, Brian. We appreciate your call. And yeah, that I think Brian brought up a lot of great good points, DT. Great points, in my opinion. Again, that like when you do think about it, it's tough to disassociate yourself with the sitting president when you're the vice president, but you're running. But you're trying to run to win, and you can't appeal to everybody. And so I think, you know, we talked about it, you know, last week after the election, where she was really caught between a rock and a hard place in a lot of situations. And I mean, but she definitely, in my opinion, made lemonade out of lemons when she was presented with lemons. And but there was just a lot of things that I just feel like, you know, when you got to make those type of decisions in real time, you know, anybody can sit back and say, well, I would have did that, or I would have said, you know, all right, President Biden, I'm going to disassociate myself. But I mean, you don't know what you would do unless you're in that situation.
Absolutely. And let's go back to our Truth Talking text line, which is 833-212-1017. We see you, Marlon. Before you, we're going to go to the town. Thank you for your patience. You're live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment?
How you doing, DT and Telly? Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
I would like to. Good morning. I would like to say that on the first question you said before, like, what do we need more of, or what should we ask more of? I would ask like on three separate things. Number one, I would like to see more economic opportunity on the north and the northwest side of town. Because if you go everywhere else in Milwaukee, it'd be looking good. Bayview, Southside, you know, Eastside, all them places be good. But then when you go up to, like, Hampton and Villard and, you know, and those major thoroughfares, you can see the difference between, like, Mitchell and the Southside streets or whatever like that. So I want more economic development, more black companies or whatnot. And I also want some unity amongst black people. Finally, get some unity, getting together. You know, now we done lost. Time for us to lick our wounds or whatever like that, though. But let's do it together, because we all lost together, and it's sounding like that we sounded like we lost apart, like everybody blaming each other or whatever like that. And finally, Some voter registration. We need like a voter registration plan in Wisconsin, so we can get all the people together that's already registered. They don't got to go through all that hubbub, and then we can go out there and vote for our needs in our community. That's my time. Thank you. Good morning.
Thank you, DeTown. Good. But yes, those are all good points. And I think one of the biggest things that he said, DT, that would bring a lot of change is unity. Because whenever we move collectively, things happen.
Yes.
They really do.
I completely agree. So we come back from break. We've got more valued listeners on our Truth Talk and text line, as well as live. So we're going to hear from you. We want to continue hearing from you. 833-212-1017. This is the best morning show on planet Earth. We will be back.
Don't touch that dial. Truth be told with DT and Telly. We'll be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Good morning, Truth Nation. Thank you so much for tuning in to the best morning show on planet Earth. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. Callers, we see you. We're going to come straight to you. Just got to let you know that at Old National Bank, they know there is nothing small about keeping up a small business. And that's why they've developed their empowerment loan program to help give people of color and women-owned businesses equal access to funds up to $5 million. This substantial commitment shows that Old National Bank truly believes that every small business deserves the opportunity to change their community in a big way. Learn more today by visiting oldnational.com/empowerment loan. Old National Bank. Get old. All loans are subject to credit approval. Minimum loan amount $25,000. Additional program qualifications or restrictions may apply. For full details, contact an Old National small business banker.
That's right, DT. We've been getting a lot of engagement on our True Talking text line as well as our YouTube message board. We've been talking about what does more look like for you. We know that We Energies and property taxes and all these other things, people are asking more of you as a taxpayer, but what would you like to see? And Wesley hit us up on our Talking text line, and Marlon, I'm about to get right to you, but Wesley says, thank you, DT. You gave me a great idea to add chicken coops and fencing to the community gardens to add some chickens so everybody can come and grab some eggs for free. All right, Wesley, let us know. That gives the address when you get those chickens and those coops and everything lined up. Let's go to our True Talking text line. Marlon, thank you for your patience. Good morning. What's your question or comment?
So we were talking, I think one of the questions where we're talking about the community and what we would like. I would like for us to pull the same direction. We don't have to have the same thought. We don't have to have the same beliefs. We don't have to have, but there are certain things in our community that we should always, we should want our community first instead of individuals. We should want the best for our community. We should not uphold anything that has to do with racism or anything like that. Those type of things are things that we as a whole, as a black community, especially here in Milwaukee, we need to come whole together and be as one in that. The other thing, I think, you know, you're talking about Kamala Harris and what should they be doing. I don't think they're, I think the only thing that I would like the Democratic Party to do is when they're running, just be honest. You know, they kept calling her the border czar and they kept saying all this stuff about Kamala Harris. You know, she would just came out and say, hey, I was the vice president. I wasn't the president. That wasn't my thing. I had to, you know, I support the president. You know, that would have been different. But I really think she lost because of misogyny. I think there was too many men. There are too many men who don't like their wives or women in their household to say a bunch of stuff to them in their household. So how are you going to have a woman running the country? And I really believe that is what that's what spawned a lot of the black and Hispanic cultures to communities to go out and vote for Kamala, to vote against Kamala Harris. Appreciate your call. Thank you.
Thank you, Marlon. Great points. Yes. Great points. Definitely hear you. And we can honestly look at a lot of different things, and people are going to have a lot of different reasons as to why Madam Vice President Harris lost the election. But and there's nothing that says that there's just one right answer. There could be multiple right answers as to what led to this overwhelming defeat. But, you know, it is what it is at this point. Eastside Corey, you are on Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. Good morning. What's your question or comment?
Good morning. My question in regards to what do I want, what do I would really like to see more of is transparency and process. Transparency and process on how things work. Sherman does a good job of speaking about how the process works. But it needs to be repeated and examples of us actually seeing it to believing it, because an incident happened that almost kept my vote from being cast had I not known enough information. And I'm going to save that bit for talking to Sherwin, because I think I almost got bamboozled with some shenanigans. But my main question is, as we're looking at the analytics, you know, they know this and that, that these voters are single white women. These voters are all black. How do they know who we are? How can they get that specific? I mean specific. And did the migrant people have the opportunity to vote? Is no one covering that story? That's enough.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Isai Corey. That's a good question. DT, do you know the answer to that? I don't know the migrant numbers.
I do, but I'll let you speak. Go ahead.
No, you can speak. Like, you don't like, look, come on now. You can't let one person.
I will say this.
Go ahead.
I don't doubt the powers of technology when it comes to the consistent advancements of when we go in and we place our ballot in the voting machines. I don't discount the power of technology. So when Eastside Corey asked that very valid question, how do they even know? You know, remember that movie, Enemy of the State with Will Smith? And
yeah,
they were talking about, you know, the national security, yeah, surveillance. You know, this country, this our government, whether it's the conversations we have on our cell phones, whether it's walking into any public facility, there is a surveillance that we can't even see with our human eyes. And so when Eastside Corey says, well, how do they even know that quickly who voted by gender or by race? The government has sophisticated technology to where when I walked into that poll on November the 5th, at the, and I forget the name of the middle school in Dallas, Texas. As soon as I walked up to that machine, they could see. And when I say they could see, you already feel me what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
They could see me physically walk up and see that I am a woman of color. Now, whether they counted me as black or as Dominican or whatever, I mean, when I look at me, I see a black woman. But I mean, there's so many different technologies. How do they even know to send me an email about supporting the Democratic Party when I'll just leave it at that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's just as simple as you don't even have to get into like what the election was about. Just think about it like this. You start talking about soccer cleats and talk about it for about 30 minutes and then go on your social media. And guess what?
You see what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying.
It's not a coincidence that soccer cleats are going to be in your algorithm. So like that's a really good example of it. Like if you on social media, you know what I'm talking about. And it just is a coincidence that that just happens to pop up on your timeline.
So to answer your question, based on what Telly just shared, ultimately, Eastside Corey, the government can see and hear everything that we do. And they do that on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the credibility of sources that we lean upon in terms of information. Yes, Eastside Corey, I'm with you. Like, it's like, how did they even know this? Or is that credible?
Right.
We definitely should ask and challenge the sources of information that we receive. But ultimately, the government in the United States of America, what did Lil Wayne teach us? You know the feds listening. What money?
What money? No, that's
look.
Real.
I'm nervous talking about it right now. Look, yeah. I didn't say fans. They probably got there. I'm in DC too. Let you me
said,
shut up.
You said I already said too much.
I already said. Woo! On our,
they know I'm here.
On our,
they know I'm in DC, and I'm talking like this.
That's why, you know, it's like with this radio kit, and I travel with it so that I can be on the show with you, Telly. They, as soon as I walk into the airport, I already know. Alert, alert, black woman walking with black box that could be a gun. Let's, oh, what?
What is that thing?
Exactly. No, they are always watching and listening.
Yes, yes.
Hope that answers your question, Eastside Corey.
No, that is so true. That is so, so true. I'm trying to scan some of these messages because you don't want to get in the middle of them and be like, uh-oh, can't read that. Now, this is a long one, though. Aramar, we got time today. Aramar says, there's a reason why different areas on the north side look desolate, at the guy for more economical improvement on the north and northwest sides. We had a decent midtown, and before that, it was Capitol Court. Different reasons why that closed. Brown Deer Road from the Green Bay cross-section area, plazas to the areas past 60th to Northridge, used to darn near look like the South Ridge area on South 76th Street. So the question is, why does it look that way now? King Drive has a lot of potential to look like the strip of on KK around Lincoln Street, or how 6th through 10th, yeah, we're just programmed to not operate businesses. That's how she ended it.
This is all great because, again, we want to understand, now that we are entering a year of some significant changes that directly impact our wallets or our purses.
Mm-hmm. Pocketbooks.
The opportunity is, yes, the opportunity is definitely, where do we go from here?
Yeah.
We've got a 12% increase over the next 2 years approved by the state of Wisconsin for We Energies. We've got a property tax levy, which will increase by 2%. So where do we go from here? Tony, good morning. Thank you so much for your patience. You were live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment?
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
So I good morning. I want to say, first of all, I appreciate you guys and love your show.
Thank you.
I'm calling in late. And, you know, I just wanted to say something about how Kamala Harris may not have won as many votes as she wanted. So I just wanted to share my thoughts on that.
Go ahead.
Okay, so I just felt that maybe the American public has lost faith in the Democratic Party just based on what I saw. If we know who Trump is and what he's capable of doing and all of these horrible things that have happened in the past, but he still managed to steal votes away from the Democratic Party, I think that just points to just a little bit of a loss or lack of faith in the candidate or candidates. And I think that the Democrats got 4 years to figure it out, and I think they got to try harder to regain, you know, the faith of the American voters. So that's just my comment.
Tony, you
thanks,
bring,
guys. I appreciate it.
What? Hold on 1 second, Tony, because you bring up a great point, and I want to ask you, what ultimately should the Democratic Party do differently as we have this country, when I say we, this country has 4 years, whether you support him or not, of a Trump administration, a GOP-led Senate and potentially Congress. What should the Democratic Party do differently as we got some time?
Right. Well, they could start with, I guess, fixing whatever issues they have with their party as a whole, because there was a lot of infighting with the Democratic Party to even put her up as a nominee. And it was almost like that was a last chance choice. You know, I don't think she was their first choice. And that was kind of what was said out loud for everybody to know. So if the Democratic Party is not fully supporting her, how can the voters get behind her?
That's a good point. Yeah,
you
need that unification. Yeah, absolutely.
I'm going to say this, Tony, and thank you again for your call. We appreciate your kind words and tuning in as well. I'm going to say this, and I didn't say this during the actual campaign rallies, and I personally did it because as a Black woman, I try to be cognizant of publicly on this show criticizing another Black woman because, and I'm not saying that I'm perfect. I'm not saying that I've never done it. I just try to be more aware of it. But what I didn't appreciate the Democratic Party pushing were these concerts. And I get it. It's a new day. We've got young leaders. We've got young voters. But again, I didn't understand towards the end why we need to have Glorilla, Megan Thee Stallion, who else? Flo Millie, all these other rappers. And I was just like, that's not what the American people need to hear right now. It's crunch time.
Yeah.
So I'm okay saying it now, but I didn't want to say it then. But I was just like, because I said on the air, tell you, I said, there's going to be a concert in Milwaukee tonight. And the American voters, whether they supported Madam Vice President or not, wanted more of what are you going to do and what are you going to do differently?
Yeah.
Because we don't want the same that happened in 4 years. When we come back from break, Telly and I are going to wrap up. We're going to give you our truth of the matter. And we want to continue hearing from you as well throughout the entire 11 hours of live consecutive Black Talk Radio here on 101.7 The Truth. We'll be back.
Don't touch that dial. Truth be told with DT and Telly. We'll be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
All right, y'all. Again, happy Veterans Day. Veterans Day to all of our veterans. Thank you so much for everything that you have contributed to the safety, protection, and security of our country. We love you and we appreciate you. My truth of the matter is basically piggybacking off of Marte. We want more. So what does more look like? Because the truth of the matter is that we have been giving and giving and giving. And it's time for us to be holding elected officials accountable for giving. We got to live, eat, work, play here. So give us some incentives, give us some purpose, and let's give ourselves that too by having some more collective conversations. So again, Truth Nation, I've learned so much today from y'all. Thank you so much for tuning in. Telly, what is your truth of the matter?
Man, my truth of the matter is just focusing on Veterans Day. Happy Veterans Day once again. And I just, it's so unfortunate that the contributions that veterans made get often overlooked, and it's usually just this day that they're celebrated. But if you only get one day, this is the day that you really should take time out to just say thank you. Thank you for the sacrifices that were made. And it's not just the veterans, it's their families and everyone else that are a part of the service men and women's family. So again, happy Veterans Day to all the veterans out there. Thank you. We salute you and enjoy your day. Go and get all those free things you can get. Every restaurant, go show your car, show whatever you got to do and take advantage of it. Again, happy, happy Veterans Day.
Thank you so much again. We love and appreciate you. Make it a great day. Up next, 9 more hours of Milwaukee Black Talk Radio live. Up, starting us off in our 9th hour, Sherwin Hughes. Make it a great day. We love you. And Lord willing, we will see and hear y'all tomorrow.
Peace out. Hey!